למען החי וריאל, למען החי וריאל, למען החי החי וריאל, אדברה נשלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. איי 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 איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך.
Preparation for the lesson from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamari 4. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? The essence of one's work is only to come to the sensation of the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. This will be one's entire work, meaning all the vigor that he puts into the work will be only to achieve that and not for any other thing. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing a person needs, namely faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything else, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. We must know that there is no difference between a small illumination and a great one, which a person attains. This is because there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the vessels that receive the abundance. As it is written, I, the Lord, change not. Hence, if one can magnify one's vessels, to that extent he magnifies the luminances. Yet the question is, with what can one magnify one's vessels? The answer is, to the extent one gives praises the Lord, to the extent that the Creator have brought him closer to him, so one would feel him a little and think of the importance of the thing, meaning that he was rewarded some connection with the Creator, as is the measure of the importance that one pictures for oneself, so is the measure of the luminescence grows in him. These are very powerful words. At first, it seems to us that one should search for how he's going to see the Creator. Meaning, this is something egoistic. He wants to see, he wants to attain, he wants to discover, he wants to reveal. How can we crave for such a reward? We have to work without feeling, without understanding, like slaves devoted to the work and don't care of what they will receive in return. If it is bestowed, then it has to be a pure bestowal. Otherwise, how can he write that the main work of man is to come to feel the existence of the Creator? This is already a reward, so it seems. But it is not so. In order to feel the Creator, you have to be like him. You have to reach the same form, same qualities like him, desires, thoughts, to be like him. And therefore, we can crave, yearn for that, to reach the revelation of the Creator. And it is written by definition that this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah is. This is the method of revealing the Creator to his creatures in this world, meaning for the correction of the creature up to a state that he is equal, resembles the Creator, and accordingly reveals him. And then he begins to be adhered to him, meaning that he will feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full with his glory, that man's desire is filled with that quality of bestowal and love called the Creator. When a person gets that form, that pattern of bestowal and love, complete love and bestowal, that means that the Creator is clothing him, for there is no Creator without a creature. It's not that something comes to me from some place and starts clothing on me. So that will be his entire work. Really, this is the only thing we need to perform such corrections, that we will reach addition with him. Meaning that measures to the extent that we have reached the correction, meaning that all the effort that one puts in this work is to reach that, meaning adhesion with the Creator, reveal the Creator by changing and becoming like him and not for anything else. And one should not be confused that he has to attain anything else. Meaning, there's only one thing a person needs, meaning the bechina of faith in the Creator. What is faith? Bestowed. We always say that. Only faith in the Creator is called the measure of bestowal on the part of man, and not to think about anything else, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be, for all the exertion that he does, he should be rewarded with faith in the Creator, meaning to the ability to bestow. We must know that there is no difference between small illumination and a great one. The light is always the same light. You have plenty of things, unlimited, whatever you want. Just take it from the entire creation and just use it correctly in order to build yourself, mold yourself in a true way. We need to know that there is no difference between a small illumination and a great one which a person attains. This is because there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the vessels that receive the abundance. As it is written, I, the Lord, change not. Hence, if one can magnify one's vessels, his vessels, to that extent he magnifies the luminescence. Yet the question is, with what can one magnify one's vessels? And the answer is, in the extent to which he praises and gives thanks to the Creator, meaning to that quality of bestow and love, that he appreciates it, that it is big and important in his eyes, something desirable, for having brought one closer to him, to the Creator, meaning he's grateful for everything he's been through, also on the good side and the bad side. He understands that there wasn't a single moment in his previous lives, in all the situations he's been through, whether he's aware of it or not, doesn't matter so much, but still the Creator treated him only in order to reach the goal. There is no action in our entire life, in our entire history, except for to grow into adhering with him. So one would feel him a little bit. This is what a person push a person to, and to think about the importance of the matter, meaning that he has dealings with the Creator, meaning that he was rewarded of some connection with the Creator, as is the measure of the importance that one pictures for oneself, to such an extent the illuminance grows in him, meaning to the extent that he is in those thoughts, then he has the importance for that quality of bestowal and love, for that state that he has to reach by disconnecting himself from his own self, and accordingly the light that reforms shines upon him and advances him towards the desirable form. Is that clear? If not, then we'll move to a workshop. Amigo, workshop. What's with you?